This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Saw a group Judicial Watch tonight suing the CIA for communications between former CIA Director John Brennan and former top Senate Democrat Harry Reid. Did Brennan feed Reid information about alleged Russian collusion with the Trump campaign so Reid would then publicly push that narrative during the 2016 campaign? That's what they're trying to find out. Chris Farrell is Director of Investigations and Research at Judicial Watch and joins us live. Chris, great to have you with us.
Hey, Sean.
Okay, so you've officially filed this lawsuit. Let's walk people through a little bit of what happened. In August, Brennan briefed a lot of folks, including then the top Democrat in the Senate, Harry Reid. 2 days later, Reid writes a letter. It includes this to Comey, then FBI director. The evidence of a direct connection between the Russian government and Donald Trump's presidential campaign continues to mount. The American people deserve to have a full understanding of the facts from a completed investigation before they vote this November. He had to know the letter would go public. So now that narrative about collusion is now within the election conversation.
Sure. This is just one of the channels by which the Stop Trump gang, and there was obviously a handful of operators here, used various systems, whether it was the executive branch agencies, the Congress, to feed this narrative in and just have it create the perception that, well, everyone says, and well, everyone knows, and there's an echo chamber effect. And once everyone starts saying the same thing, it takes on a life of its own. And it's an information operation. It's how the public is manipulated. It's how the media is manipulated. And all you need is, you know, the tiniest little kernel of half-truth, and they embroider and embroider and embroider, and they start repeating one another, and this echo chamber has a very negative effect.
Well, we all remember 4 years prior to that, Harry Reid took to the Senate floor and said the word on the street, quote, is that Romney right. didn't pay taxes or something to that
Correct.
Effect,
this
that people are saying.
It's rumor and innuendo. You know, it's slanderous in many cases, and it's an old word, but it's a good one, calumny, right? It's false swearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you just say stuff to destroy someone's reputation. They don't care if the facts are true or if they're right. You just throw it out there and just hope that it gains momentum or takes on a life of its own. But this is a deliberate, orchestrated act by a set of people that are really part of this Stop Trump gang.
Well, and I know that you're trying to get to the documents that hopefully will give you more information. You're asking for any communications between Brennan and Reid or their
Correct.
Staffers with respect to this collusion
Correct.
Narrative that they wanted out there. Now, a quote from the book Russian Roulette, which was written by Michael Isikoff and David Corn, people who were close to this story in many ways. They said this: Reid concluded the CIA chief believed the public needed to know about the Russian operation, including the information about the possible links to the Trump campaign. They're saying Reid thought that he was taking this information from Reid and being the conduit then to go public with it. Maybe he believed that's why Brennan gave him the information.
Look, these are very sophisticated, very sharp political operators. They didn't just, you know, fall off the turnip wagon. They know exactly what they're doing. And one of the ways to move the narrative out of the CIA and get it into the media stream, into the political stream through Congress, is to have Reid act as a channel to do that. And he can say, well, look, you know, I was in consultations with the CIA director, and this is a very grave matter. There's a very senior member of the Democratic leadership acting as the conduit for this. And it's just another way to advance the narrative and to increase sort of this sense of a momentum of the importance of the story.
Well,
so we want to see what really was going on, who was briefed, who was involved. The only way to really understand this is to shed light on it. We're going to do it.
Well, and as you wait for those documents and continue to fight, which you all successfully do on a number of key cases, I know that the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte says he's got questions for Brennan and would like to ask him those in another setting. So we'll
a lot of people
that.
Have questions for Brennan.
Yes, they do. All right, Chris, great to see you tonight. Thanks for
Thanks very much.
Imagine how much we wouldn't know if it wasn't for Judicial Watch. I mean, it is amazing. Thank God for Judicial Watch and all their hard work and what they're doing on our behalf. Conversation with Shannon Bream. I'm glad Shannon Bream brought up, you know, Harry Reid and how he lied from the well of the Senate. I mean, this man, he has no dignity. He has no honor. for the institutions of our government that he would flat out lie and smirkingly, if you remember, smirkingly said after getting caught in real, you know, and everybody knew that he lied about Mitt Romney, he said, well, he didn't get elected, did he? You know, what does that tell you about the deep state, right? And Harry Reid, part and parcel of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Roll, and it's what it's all about, right here at the intersection of faith and politics, pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, on behalf of we the people. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, if you can indulge me for just one more second here, I want to talk about something very important, and it has to do with songs and stories for soldiers. Dan Perkins is with us right now, and let's go ahead and bring Dan on, because Dan is the founder of Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and all the great work that they have done. And when you go to Bill Martinez live.com, up at the upper right hand corner, you will see a donate button there that has been set up for because what's happened, Dan, the whole project has expanded so quickly that we need the good folks' help, don't we?
Absolutely, and thanks to your efforts, we've gotten $350 in the last couple of weeks with just 35 players,
right?
And we could always use more, because we've got your project that you're working on that needs 50 soon.
Yes.
And it's just a phenomenal opportunity to help people who have, as Abraham Lincoln said in his Gettysburg address, given the last full measure of their lives for our country. And we just have to do it. And yeah. And I really appreciate, again, Mr. Ambassador, if people don't know or remember, we made Bill an ambassador for his both financial commitment and his personal commitment to help us serve veterans. So,
well, we love vets. We're all for vets, and what we're doing here is helping the vets who are suffering from PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. 2022 vets committing suicide every day. I mean, this is a heartbreak for, you know, all that they've done on behalf of we the people, the liberties that we enjoy. You know, what a little thing we can do is come alongside Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Go to our website, hit the donate button right there. It's in the form of a dog, you know, dog tag. So it's very cool. And, but the cool thing is your donation, for every $10 that we raise, it buys an MP3 player. And hopefully, you say hopefully, but I think even practically, Dan, we're hearing anecdotally that this is becoming life-saving, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The reaction to it, as we've expanded into hospice care, the reaction has just been phenomenal by the nursing staff and the patients who are going to the end of their lives, and the music on the MP3 player is giving them some peace as they depart us. And that's just having had a brother-in-law who just passed away, and another one who we found out the day we buried the one, the other one's got
stage 4
lung cancer. Yeah. You know, and they're both veterans. It makes, just reinforces our need to try and help as many people as we can.
Exactly. Well, we're serving over 110 veteran service facilities, you imagine, and how many facilities still need to be serviced as well. That's Dan's vision. That's all our vision, to make sure we got an MP3 player in the hand of every vet that needs and wants one. It is our free gift. I say our corporately, you know, our family of listeners with Bill Martinez Live and Dan and everything that we do. So all you got to do is go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. You can hit the donate button there or go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Hit the donate button upper right-hand corner, and we thank you. We thank you. Any size donation, much appreciated. You know, thank you for joining in on the cause. I've got Dan here, not only talk about songs and stories, but the thing that happened in the, over the weekend was, you know, this boy, the saber rattling has been taking place between Iran and the United States and the war of tweets that's going on. Dan, tell us about this.
Well, there are a couple of things that I want to just bring to your audience's attention, who may not necessarily be aware of the subtleties of tweeting. But the tweet over the weekend by the president was done in all capitals. Letters. Mm-hmm. And for those who understand the tweeting protocol, when you use all capital letters, you are expressing anger and in essence yelling at the person you're sending it to. When I saw that, Bill, I almost came to tears. And I say that because for 8 years, the mullahs and the imams in Iran have said on a regular basis, death to America.
Right.
And death to Americans. And we had a president, we had an administration that didn't push back, didn't challenge anything.
In fact, they gave them money. They gave them money.
$150 billion and then, what, $1.7 billion in cash on pallets. But he didn't. He never protected, he never defended America. And when Donald Trump said what he said over the weekend, I was, as I said, almost brought to tears, because finally somebody stood up and said, stop it.
Right.
You can't, we will no longer tolerate being abused by and threatened by your thug operation. And if you continue it, there'll be hell to pay.
Right.
I was so proud, and I know that there are a lot of, quote, pundits on the left who were outraged at what he did. But Bill, I'm a pretty good judge of what's going on out in the hinterland.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, the millions upon millions of Americans who saw that and read that tweet said, had one word after they read it. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
Yes. Thank you for standing up for us and for our country. And it was a proud, in my opinion, a proud moment, even though the Democrats are trying to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of Americans believed that it was about time that somebody stood up for America, and Donald Trump, who's been standing up for America, continued again. And whether it's reminiscent of what he did with Kim, what is clear is that there has been a pattern for beyond Barack Obama, where the American leadership after Ronald Reagan was one of conciliatory and
passivity,
apologizing for
exactly
where is the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump said, no, we're not going to apologize for being America. We're the greatest country on the earth, and we are the savior of the world, and we're going to make America great and strong and powerful, and the world will respect us again. And I just think that's an absolute winner for me, for millions upon millions of Americans.
Yeah, I'm with you in applauding what the president did. And, you know, regardless of what the progressives, socialist Democrats would want people to think, even after what happened in Helsinki, I mean, you know, people are still brain damaged over that situation. I think there's still yet more to that story than we understand that has taken place. But, the fact of the matter is look at the polling. If, and I think polling is, at times, because of it being so dynamic, dynamic and fickle. But I think it's quite interesting to look at the polling right on the heels of all this negative reporting that the media has done. They've literally gone out of their way to prejudice the viewpoint of America. But America says, I'm not listening. And look at what happened to Donald Trump's polling numbers after the meeting with Putin in Helsinki.
Right, and I want to, I know you got to go to a break, but I want to come back to this issue about,
okay.
Yeah,
we will do that. National security foreign policy analyst and expert Dan Perkins is our guest. We'll continue our conversation with him in just a few minutes. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, will we pray? Oh, we'll pray.
once again, the power of prayer, unless you be ignorant. It is extremely, extremely powerful. And if there was ever a time that America needed to humble itself, I mean, when you think at every turn what has happened to our great country, the threats that abound, whether it has to do with Iran, Russia, even the inner workings domestically, the FBI, you listen to what John Whitehead had to say from the Rutherford Institute, the thickness of the deep state. It can be overwhelming, ladies and gentlemen, but, God is the one who puts people in power. It says in the Bible very clearly. And so do we believe that, or is it just something we read in the Bible occasionally, or maybe we haven't read it at all, so we're not even aware. But if God is the one and is the answer, he's looking for us to agree with him that we need to have righteous and responsible leadership in place. The deep state, as thick as it is for decades that it's been running, can be impacted. It's already being exposed. So we're getting out of this idea of denial, Dan Perkins, and looking at the deep state. But what are we going to do? God knows the answer, and he's looking for his people of faith to rise up, come together in unity, to humble themselves, and the answer will be clear as to what has to happen and how we can mitigate the issues of the deep state in this country. My humble opinion. Dan Perkins, of course, national security foreign policy analyst and author. And we were talking before the break about Iran, the all caps war, what that means in the Twitterverse. When all caps come flying at you, the president was letting the president of Iran know under no uncertain terms will the United States be threatened. Dan, what say you? We want to pick it up.
Yeah, I want to pick it up because I want to talk about the Helsinki situation and how the left reacted to the discussions between Putin and President Trump as it relates to national security. And I'm going to give you two quick examples. I did a presentation yesterday morning, and I was talking about, you know, the intelligence agencies are the ones that told President Bush and the world that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And Colin Powell went to the UN and pleaded his case. And what we found out is that the intelligence service got it wrong. And thousands of Americans lost their lives. We went to war. Whether we should have gone to war or not is not the subject matter. The issue is the credibility of the intelligence department. Now, we have a situation where President Trump was immediately criticized for throwing the intelligence division of the United States government under the bus. And yet, what did Mr. Trump say yesterday? All of the principal intelligence officers under the Obama administration, he believes, need to lose their security clearances because of their, my word, not his, betrayal of the United States by capitalizing in their position and having access to national security secrets, building consulting businesses, and being commentators on television and radio and writing against the administration.
Right.
And so there had been a long-standing history of the continuation of the people who served in national security positions to provide advice and counsel to incoming administrations. But what Trump has said, and I agree, and it fits with what he did last week, is that some portion of the intelligence community under the Barack Obama administration has moved forward and has become adversaries of what it is he's trying to do in the public forum. They shouldn't continue their national security clearances. And I point to one very specific, two examples about one person. Last week, you may recall, Bill, that James Comey, the former director of the FBI, who was supposedly nonpartisan, told the world that Americans need to vote for Democrats in the midterms, followed by a post yesterday saying, do not vote for Democrats who are in this camp of Ms. Cortez, mm-hmm. who want to eliminate ISIS, who want to close down Homeland Security, who want to do all, who want to have open borders. So he was supposedly a Republican who a week ago said, vote for Democrats, and now mm-hmm. is reacting to the groundswell of information about this 28-year-old potential congressperson mm-hmm. who thinks we should get rid of ICE, open the borders, get rid of Homeland Security,
and become
free
socialist.
College education for right. anybody who wants it, and mm-hmm. the socialist agenda. And so when Trump said, I have to pull their security clearances, I think it was the right thing to do.
Well, there should be a firewall, Dan. You know, when you decide that you want to become a pundit, then you have a new job assignment. You're no longer right. an advisor on national security issues. You go right. out there and you can be with their, you know, have as much value as everybody else who has an opinion. You know, and this is the dangerous part about this whole deal. And we say time and again on this show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. Well, you know, we're not set up in a way to where we have national security advisors who can violate inside information, though they have routinely in the past. The FBI has sieved out information. CIA, this is all, you know, coming out with all the, the Freedom of Information Act information that Judicial Watch has been, you know, turning out to us as we're seeing how this stuff has been floated out and put into the bloodstream of America through the media. And now, you know, James Comey and the rest of them are, you know, they say, hey, look, we want to be part of the media. Well, you want to be part of the media. Well, you shouldn't. You can't be part of our national security apparatchik any longer because you have a conflict of interest, do you not?
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at what's going on. And the other thing that came out that the Democrats really poo-pooed was the release of the FISA warrant.
Yes.
And the
as heavily redacted as it was more black ink than white. But, you know, but still quite telling, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, it was. Absolutely. And what it makes out it clearly makes James Comey a liar about what he said he said. Mm-hmm. It clearly points out that the dossier, which he was saying was a minor item, was in fact the major item that they used. Mm-hmm. They manipulated the court. They lied to the judges. They didn't disclose information to the judges. So their credibility in Comey and the other people in that apparatus from both justice and the FBI, their credibility has been destroyed. And I think that I was listening to Devin Nunes last night on Laura Ingraham.
Yes.
And he's hopeful that by the end of the month, the redactants will be gone. Mm-hmm. And we'll see that for clean.
Well, we're looking to the president. The president can lift those and he can declassify all that information. And for the sake of clarity and understanding of what's going on, why doesn't he do that?
Well, I've raised that question myself. Why hasn't he fired Jeff Sessions?
Yes.
And I'll give you a quick answer.
Okay. We got 20 seconds left. Go ahead.
The deep state is fighting against him because the deep state now has turned to the side that says maybe Hillary Clinton can run again.
Oy and vey. That's all I got to say. Oy and vey. I mean, the fact that they're even considering Joe Biden as well. You know, hey, look, it's our government unhinged a little bit, so stay tuned. The details will keep on coming, won't they, Dan?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Dan Perkins, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances.
White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders saying President Trump is thinking about revoking the security clearances of at least a half dozen former national security officials, including former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who reacted to CNN at the news.
That's kind of a sad commentary. For political reasons, this is a kind of a petty way of retribution, I suppose, for speaking out against the president, which I think are born out of genuine concerns.
There since June 17th, Portland, Oregon authorities are pushing out a group of protesters who've been camped out at the Southwest Portland ICE facility. They're going to be clearing them out of that camp today. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope forever. You made a way. You made.
Tell you is don't underestimate the power of God, okay? I gotta give it to you straight. For all these years and decades of, dealing with politics and dealing with a culture, you know, sometimes you can get conflicted and think that maybe God's not there, maybe it's up to you, but I can tell you, God is there. And God has an eye on everything that's happening in our great country, and we have we can thank God because we came very close to losing it all. I want to bring John Bona. John Bona is here. He's the author of Liberty Book, host of the weekly radio broadcast, The Story of Liberty, and we're going to be talking about Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Death of a Nation. But before we get there, John, I just want to get your opinion. I mean, you've raised kids. A businessman is involved in the community, keeping an eye on politics and that. You've engaged this culture, and when you do so, it does come at a price. But it's also empirically you're able to see because of what you've invested, you know, the power of God and the power of truth. In the causes that you've supported, have you not?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Bill, for inviting me. Good morning.
Yes.
Great to be with you again.
Always.
You're right. You know, I think it's just practical, too, for a family, you know, to seek biblical wisdom, like you said. I mean, we get so tied up in the things of the world, you know, you forget the important things. And, what our purpose is in life, you know, and it's to raise a family. And that's, you know, I always tell my friends, you know, it starts around the kitchen table. It really does. I mean,
right.
With your family, make it right there first. You know, look, it's imperfect. All of our families are imperfect. You know, we have kids that we got to struggle with, and thank God most of them, they turn out good, you know.
Right.
God is faithful that way. But, you know, just I would just say around the, you know, the way for me in my life, that's what I do. It's around the kitchen table. And talk to your wife and your kids, you know, and correspond with them. And if you could, work with them, too. It's good to, you know, play and work together.
Exactly.
You know, I have the privilege. I play golf with my sons. We fish. You know, we work together. My daughters, we do a lot of things together. So it's all about family, you know, just keeping the family together.
Yeah. Well, as you say, you know, the kitchen table was such a central figure, even when I was growing up. And it's become less and less because of the technology that has abounded. And it's kind of contributed, John, to, you know, us taking our eye off the ball. And, you know, we're really yeah. busy. I hear often, you know, from men, God, I'm so busy. And my next question is, with what?
Right.
You know,
right.
And,
yeah.
It's
from,
I mean, and the only reason I asked that is because I was getting caught in that rut that I was so busy, and I felt like God, you know, stopped me for a moment, as he does repeatedly, because I'm one that needs to be stopped repeatedly. It says, with what? And I thought, wow, you know, and I had to really think about it. You know, when you consider the most important things, like you say, your family, the time with your wife and your daughter and your sons and that. Wow. I mean, those are the moments that you have, John. And when I've had them, it's like you say to God, you know what? I could die right now and I'd be fully satisfied for this one moment that you gave me with my son or with my daughter.
And that's it.
You know,
yeah, exactly. You know,
and I don't say that about, you know, some political insight that I get or, you know, yeah. something about the radio show that happens. And, you know, we've been so blessed and so honored to serve the people and serve our audience through this radio show, as you know, John, just like with you and what you've experienced with, you know, the story of Liberty, your radio show. It is such an honor and privilege, but, you know, you got to keep things in priority.
You really do. You have to. And if we don't, you know, the thing, it's like I remember I coached Little League Baseball, and it was a great time in my life, just coaching my son, being with him all the time, teaching
him. Hey, did I tell you, by the way, you mentioned Little League Baseball, and just to tell you, share something with you. I got kicked out of a Little League game once. And my dad, you know, coached us in Little League. We were a baseball family, whole deal. My dad never, you know, my mother got threatened. They threatened my mother because my mother was, you know, I guess she and I were alike, that we would, you know, we would see a lot through our hearts, not necessarily through our eyes. You know, and so we would question authority and the umpires, and sometimes they didn't like it. But one time I got kicked out of a Little League. I called my dad. It was very humble. I go, Dad, he goes, you're not going to believe this, but I got kicked out of a Little League game. You what?
Oh, yeah,
what are you doing?
A lot of bad calls in Little League.
Yeah, exactly. Well, particularly this Little League, but that's a whole other story. But I just thought I'd sidebar it, you know, throw you in there just to say, you know, this is Bill Martinez for you, getting kicked out of a Little League game, you know, but, oh, God.
Yeah, and one of the things that I learned actually myself and with my son was that idea of a team concept, you know, because really, you know, you have our natural tendency is to think of yourself. You know, I want to go 3-for-3. I want to make some great plays here, get a couple guys out. But the idea of the team, you know, the team concept,
exactly.
developed that. So that was a good experience for us, you know.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Well, these important things, and of course today, as I say, with the technology, you know, experts are saying kids are spending 10 hours a day in front of these mobile devices and everything. This is really dangerous kind of stuff, John. I mean, I go on vacation and I see families at a table of four, and they all are looking at their cell phones.
My wife put her foot down. She doesn't allow cell phones in our house when we're eating. She doesn't allow it. You have to check it at the door.
Exactly.
So,
and that's what a lot of families are doing. There's like this basket, the wicker basket in the doorway.
Yeah.
And you come in as family, you put that phone down there, you know. I think, hey, you know, dilly-dilly for them. That's awesome, you know.
Well, yeah, because we're all guilty of it. I mean, I do the same thing. You start getting on the iPhone and all of a sudden you're returning a text and an email, and then you get a call, and then before you know it, you know, the time's over and everybody's leaving.
Exactly. Know? Exactly. Yeah, it's and it is a process. If you're feeling guilty about that and feeling that that's something that you need to recover, let me tell you, it'll take a little bit of time, but take some discipline. But the quickest thing to do is just like your wife, you check in the phone at the door, and once you're apart from it, you got to get off the grid. You know, I call it decompression time, you know, because, with the radio show and, you know, the things I do, things you're doing, John, you're constantly, you know, we're in a communications business. And you just got to know when to turn it off and walk away. And I was reading a study here recently, and a study of the most successful people. I always tell people, if you want to be successful, you know, follow the lead of the most successful people. And what they have found that they're very effective in doing is shutting it down.
Shutting it down.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, the thing is, when you talk with your kids, one thing I learned, just because I didn't do it at first, was listen to them. Listen to their opinions, you know, talk with them, and correspond, get their ideas, because they don't think exactly like us, you know? They have different opinions on issues, and I respect them. Some of them are different than mine.
Right.
But I learn from them, too. You know, sometimes, hey, you know, they got a good point there. I'm not necessarily right here, you know?
Exactly.
And so I learn from my kids all the time, my girls and boys.
And what I'm appreciating on this, John, to this point, you know, for families that need to understand, is that your kids are going out into a rather cruel world. The culture is cruel. And there's a lot, I call it the spirit of invalidation that is pervading our culture right now. And that is that if you're not with the parade and you have anything counter the culture, you are marginalized, you're kicked out of the club, no reindeer games for you, okay? Now, what do you think that does to your impressionable child? I mean, they're down in the mouth, they feel like, hey, look it, I've no value, the whole deal. And at home is the time you can come home and reinstate that value to them. And it's not like you have to go on any big parade, but just to your point, and you said something very, very important I want our audience to catch. Listen to them. When we listen to our kids, it demonstrates that we value them, does it not?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's huge, Bill, because if, you know, think about it. If you're not listened to, then, you know, it's like, geez, they're blowing me off, you know.
Exactly.
Considering what I'm saying. You know?
And that's what's going on in our culture. We're going to pick it up from there. John Bonus with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. John Bona is there, author of the Liberty Book, host of the weekly radio broadcast, The Story of Liberty. And as promised, we're going to talk about Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Death of a Nation. John, thank you so much for, chasing Dinesh this way and the opportunity we had to talk about the movie a couple of weeks ago. Dinesh has been on the show. We've gone through, different documentaries, different movies and books of his. We appreciate his clarity and his understanding because here he is, as an immigrant to this country, what he experienced, amazing. In fact, one of his stories that he shared with us earlier, when you consider the immigration stories of Dinesh and by comparison President Obama, I know that this got him in a little bit of trouble, but he learned a lot and shared a lot with us as a result of that. But here it is, you have two people coming from outside the United States and coming in to become citizens. And what they experienced, the choices that they made. Dinesh was one to really embrace what I say are the true constitutional values, and then you have another individual coming to this country who feels like it's interpretive, it's elastic, and God only knows some of the really what his worldview really represents. Because it's been so, manipulated and controlled by a media narrative that has kind of left us in a little bit in the dark and wondering. But Dinesh, and this is the thing about the truth, John, I found, is that the truth is a truth. It's easily communicated, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The truth sets you free. It really does, We had the privilege of, Dinesh has become a good friend, and he spoke at our annual prayer breakfast in Vero Beach. Mm-hmm. 2,000 people came out, and he talked about his faith in God and his family and everything. And it was just great to listen to him from the heart talk. And I mean, outside of being a brilliant scholar, mm-hmm. I mean, he just, he laid it on, lays it out on the table so clearly, and people really loved it. We had some great speakers in the past, Ann Graham Lotz, you know, and folks like that that have spoken at our prayer breakfast. But I'll tell you, he's like one of the top speakers on the faith that I've ever heard. Really, very good, and not just argumentative, but talking about his personal faith in God. So it was really, really refreshing.
Well, it's nothing like experience, John. That's what we were talking about earlier. You know, the Bible says he who knows their God, and knowing their God is, you know, the depth of that knowing is by experience. It is a deep personal interaction journey with God that they will do mighty exploits. And for people that do the mighty, it's not about the mighty exploits. It's about knowing their God. It's just a natural byproduct of your relationship with God. And this is what Dinesh, you know, with some of the mistakes that he's made, and, you know, nobody's perfect and that sort of thing.
We all have,
but,
yeah.
But we've all made our mistakes. We all have our share of mistakes. But out of that, he's held on to the garment of Jesus. And so he knows from whence he speaks. It's like the blind man. You know, he may not understand everything, but all he knows is he was this way before. He's now this way as a result of having an encounter with God. And that's clear, and it's passionate, and it's very believable.
Well, I just think anybody, especially like a president like Ronald Reagan, that put confidence in Dinesh when he was young, you know? I mean,
exactly.
Dinesh was a young guy when he was in the Reagan administration. Mm-hmm. Reagan took his advice when he was a young guy. So this is the level of intellect and scholar that you have here. But beyond that, a man of wisdom. I mean, he really has a lot of wisdom. And like I say, he's become a friend. We communicate almost every day. And just to hear his heart on these issues. I mean, he's got a big heart. He really does. Not always on the attack. But, you know, part of what he feels his ministry is really is exposing the darkness.
Exactly.
And really, you know, the Bible talks about it, says don't be, you know, friends with these people that do real evil. Don't be friends with them. Don't associate. Rather expose him. You know?
Exactly.
So that's what he feels his calling is.
And that's what he's doing in Death of a Nation. You know, can we save America a second time? I would say, and I said to him, we definitely saved it in the 2016 election. Because you can only imagine what this country would be looking like 500 plus days later under a Hillary Clinton administration. It shudders me to consider what it would look like. But Dinesh, in the movie intro, says, not since 1860 have the Democrats so fanatically refused to accept the result of a free election. Remember this, that year their target was Lincoln. They smeared him. They went to war to defeat him. In the end, they assassinated him. Now, the target of the Democrats is President Trump and his supporters. The left calls them racist, white supremacists, fascists. These charges are used to justify driving Trump from office and discrediting the right by any means necessary. Along with that is that spirit of invalidation that we talked about. Many on the left, you know, their driving force is the people on the right should have no say. They should be, they're discredited, they're invalidated, that they should just shut up, get in the back of the bus and, you know, let them drive us back into the ditch that we found ourselves in, you know, a couple of years back, which, you know, by the grace of God, and it is God who appoints leaders, appointed Donald Trump for a time such as this.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really excited to go. August 3rd, it opens nationwide, a Death of a Nation. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, one thing Dinesh told me, he said, you know, when he worked with Reagan at the White House, he said people were gentlemen. That was the word he used. He said it was like gentlemen in politics. You know, even if Reagan made a joke, you know, that remember Sam Donaldson? There was another guy there, too.
Right.
But they would laugh with him. They didn't accuse him personally. They didn't attack him.
Well, Tip O'Neill, right? Didn't you have Tip O'Neill that was, you know, he was fiery and all these,
They were friends.
Yes.
Yeah. They were friends. I mean, I went to church with Tip O'Neill at St. Joseph's down Miami Beach. And I used to shake his hand every Sunday. I'm a Republican, but I love Tip O'Neill as a person. You know, I didn't care if he was a Democrat. I mean, that era, though, of gentleman politics is gone, obviously, right? Now, now the America that we live in, it's just all attack and, you know, knock down the other guy. Mm-hmm. We need to go restore that gentleman attitude and approach.
The politics. Exactly.
We have to.
Well, the thing is, we've said repeatedly on the show, it's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. We need all hands on deck. And going back to what we said earlier in the first segment in terms of listening, you know, whether it's to our kids or others, because they're validated in the listening and giving them place, invalidated when we choose not to listen and not to allow them to participate. And there are many right now very divisive progressives that say that somehow, you know, we're invalidated. I say we're anybody that disagrees with them. And, you know, and it's interesting to find that the Democratic Party, as a party which brought you, you know, slavery, I mean, this was the party of the slave plantation, as Dinesh, you know, stated in our interview, the party that invented white supremacy, and which is the party he asked or says that praised fascist dictators and shaped their genocidal policies and was in turn praised by them. I mean, you know, now, thank God, we find them in a position where they're so bifurcated themselves. I mean, they're coming apart at the seams right now.
Well, and they're coming apart at the seams because as Dinesh is showing in the film that opens August 3rd, Death of a Nation. Trump really, in a sense, has inherited some of this toughness that Lincoln had.
Mm-hmm.
Different issues, different time.
Right.
But the issue is Trump doesn't back down, and he's not going to. He has that willingness to fight it through and see it through. And that's what the liberals can't stand. They're used to, you know, mm-hmm. Republicans caving in and, you know, compromising the issue until there's you just kind of the waffle of compromise, and then you're not agreeing on anything. You're just but Trump really is just fighting it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man of conviction. They can't stand it. They don't know
exactly
how to deal with it.
Well, look what happened on the heels of Helsinki. The progressives thought for sure they had Trump in their grips, you know, that everything was so failed, everything else. Then the poll that came out with, you know, by NBC, no big friend of Trump. I mean, they're in that category of 80-90% of what they report is anti-Trump. They couldn't help themselves but report what the poll was, and that is the base of the Republican Party, 88% behind this president. I mean, strongly behind, even after all the negative reporting about what allegedly happened or didn't happen with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki.
Yeah, my son just reminded me, and the reason is he's delivering on his promises.
Mm-hmm.
Promise made, promise kept.
Exactly.
Same with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping his promise, and he's gonna follow him through the best he can. And
well, he's given the party a lot to believe in and to support. Unlike, you know, with President Obama, I will never forget the one gal that told him, says, you know, I'm having a hard time explaining you. You know, if you remember that conversation, you know, she's a black American. He just said, you know, I'm having a hard time explaining your policies. And he just kind of laughed, and you know, there wasn't much. What else could he say? Like, hang in there with me. I'll prove, you know, somewhere down the road that it's going to work out. You know, but of course we know the way that story worked. Well, Donald Trump has united Republicans, and you know, and Democrats are exposed greatly, and they're coming apart at the seams. They're not sure if they're socialists or blue dogs or whatever in between. But I think very much different than it was during Lincoln's time in terms of the Democratic Party's division. John Bona has been with us. John, thank you so much. Always appreciate your time, buddy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.